Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Syrian rebels took a string of towns near the strategic crossroads city of Homs on Friday. Their approach to the city, part of a lightning advance that has shifted front lines frozen for years, and posed a major challenge to President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The rebels captured the key city of Hama on Thursday, following their seizure of Syria's second city, Aleppo. Other footage purported to show them in Rastan, also in Homs province. The advance, led by a former al-Qaeda affiliate known as Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, is the biggest challenge for years to Assad's rule. In Hama, crowds toppled this statue of Assad's father. Assad regained control of most of Syria in 2016, after his key allies, Russia, Iran, and Lebanon's Hezbollah group, came to his aid. But they've all been diverted by other crises in the region and Ukraine, which gave the Sunni Muslim militants a window to fight back. A senior Iranian official said on Friday Iran would send missiles, drones, and more advisers to Syria.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Borders are closing as the Syria conflict intensifies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lebanon's General Security Directorate's decision comes hours after an Israeli airstrike damaged the Arida border crossing with Syria in the north, just days after it was reopened, while in Jordan, Interior Minister Al-Fraya said the Nazib border crossing with Syria had been closed because of the security situation on the Syrian side. He spoke after Syrian opposition activists said insurgents had captured the main border crossing with Jordan, forcing the Syrian authorities to leave. Separately, Israel's military says in a statement it plans to reinforce its forces stationed in the Golan Heights and near the border with Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Russia says it will do whatever it needs to achieve its goals in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Russia's top diplomat says Moscow will use all means to defend its interests. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says U.S. permission for Ukraine to use American longer-range missiles to strike Russian territory is a dangerous escalation. And while Moscow does not seek war with Washington,
we will be ready to do anything to defend our legitimate interests.
In an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Lavrov said a recent Russian strike on Ukraine using a new hypersonic missile should have sent that signal. President Vladimir Putin has warned Russia could use the new missile to hit military facilities of Western nations that allow Ukraine to use their weapons against Russian territory. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Romanian President Klaus Iohannis, whose term was due to end on December 21st, said on Friday he will stay on until a new president is elected after the country's top court annulled an ongoing presidential election. This means Iohannis will appoint a prime minister following the December 1st parliamentary ballot to form a new government, which will decide the calendar for a new presidential election. The second round has been scheduled for Sunday, and voting has already begun in polling stations abroad. A U.S. federal appeals court on Friday upheld a law requiring Chinese-based ByteDance to divest its popular short video app TikTok in the United States by early next year or face a ban. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The ruling involving the app, which is used by 170 million Americans, is expected to be appealed by the company to the U.S. Supreme Court or a full panel of appeals court judges. The three appeals court judges who heard the case sided with the Justice Department, which argued the law was needed because under Chinese ownership, TikTok poses a serious national security threat because of its access to vast personal data of Americans. TikTok called the law unconstitutional and said on Friday it expects the U.S. Supreme Court to protect Americans' right to free speech. It has also denied it has or ever would share U.S. user data.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The oldest known wild bird in the world has laid an egg at the ripe age of at least 74, her first in 4 years. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says in a Facebook post that the long-winged seabird named Wisdom has returned to Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge at the northwest edge of the Hawaiian archipelago and laid what may be her 60th egg. Wisdom is a Laysan albatross, which the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says have a typical lifespan of 68 years. She was first identified and banded in the 1950s. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.